Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Studio Lounge interviews at CU Youth and Health, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of CU Youth and Health 2024 here in beautiful Denver, Colorado. And look who is in the Studio Lounge, Westar Credit Union's very own Megan Piper. Megan, how are you?
Fantastic.
Good. I'm glad you're here. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about before we... You guys had the big Formula One race.
We did,
in Vegas,
yes,
last year, and one of your branches was like right on the track.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes.
I remember driving by it on the way to one of the conferences there. I went, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Their branch is like right on the straightaway.
It was unfortunate. We actually lost that branch for F1.
Oh, no.
So we own the building but not the land.
Okay.
But we are the Gaming Employees Credit Union, so we work with the casinos.
Right.
Caesars owned the land, and they just wanted it back for F1. So now it is a branch no more. But it's okay because we're in the back of house of all the casinos on a daily basis to help our members. So we make up for it by not having a physical branch.
I just remember driving and went,
hey!
There's a credit union right on turn two.
I know, we could have made like a lot of money on parking.
I know completely. $200 a spot. All right, I digress. We'll leave that stuff to ESPN. So how is the conference going for you, Megan? Just to start things out. I mean, I just started today, but what's the feedback so far?
Yeah, so this is my first time ever being at CU FinHealth.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's one of our strategic initiatives this year is to develop a formal written financial literacy program, which I'm taking on. And so I think this perfectly aligns with us, especially since California and Nevada League are involved as well. So it's awesome. We just had a quick roundtable, and I've learned so much so far. Like, it's insane.
Like?
like how to plan, how to get the commitment from your board and your C-suite, which is a huge thing to
overcome. Which is just what you're looking for, right?
Exactly. Planning, and then how to act on that, and how to show your measurable differences. Mm-hmm. You know, because you can have this amazing plan and do these great things, but if you're not showing that you're making a difference, what does it matter, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's a lot.
So where are you in the process, though? And then how is this conference going to help you in that process? Because I know this is something new for you guys, so good on you for getting going down that road.
Yeah, it's super exciting for us. In my plan, I have to have a formal written draft done by now, actually. I asked for a little bit of an extension because I wanted to incorporate what I learned here. To make sure my draft is good. We're supposed to be implementing into the community by the end of September.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that this, especially networking with everyone, will help me streamline that, get some different insights to help really solidify my rough draft as I come into this.
So what are you guys looking to do kind of in this financial literacy area? What types of initiatives or programs or whatever are you looking at doing, or is that still too soon to talk about?
I kind of have a basic idea. When I came to Westar like 2.5 years ago, I think one of the obstacles that we had is that we assumed we knew our members.
Mm-hmm.
We assumed we knew how they acted in their financial health and their financial journeys. But then as we started pulling data, especially from the marketing side, I'm very data driven. I started to see how our members were actually acting in their financial journeys.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's extremely enlightening to see where they're at. And that will help us determine how we want our program to go. We can't just say, we assume our members do this with their paycheck every week. We need to have the data and kind of segment them off because each person is different in their journey.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of want to custom tailor our products, services, workshops, how we meet them where they're at with their financial health to where they're at.
Yeah. How did Brenton Peck's keynote this morning affect you? Because he talked about Creighton's need to kind of do a little bit, change their mindset a little bit in this area, because really meeting where their members are, especially the younger ones, because it's just a different mindset there. So what have you learned?
I actually, I smiled when he was talking because he was really speaking my language.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very passionate about the industry. I've been in it for over 10 years.
Yeah.
But I think that historically, and a lot of people agree with this, we're behind. We have these great conferences and we have these great speakers and we always get so motivated. And we go back to our offices and we're like, I'm going to do something. And then you get hit with red tape or or whatever.
Yeah.
And we just don't move the needle forward quick enough. We don't fail forward fast. And so it was great to hear him saying the same kind of sentiments that, you know, we talk about this, but what are you guys actually doing?
Yeah, you got to act on it.
And so I think that really put a fire in a lot of people. And it's when we get more and more people kind of calling us out, like, you need to change, you need to move, you can't always do it this way. Eventually it'll start gaining traction and we'll be a thought leader industry instead of, you know, just kind of trailing behind.
People keep saying that credit unions were the original disruptors in the financial services industry, so why can't we kind of continue that trend, especially in a very disruptive time that we're in right now?
Exactly. And I think there's a lot of great partners and vendors out there who have that mindset and are helping push us and challenge us. And I think as we get, you know, the shift in new leadership, new CEOs coming in, emerging leaders, you know, people coming from CUNA Management School and DE programs and stuff, it's definitely a mindset shift in the industry. So I think it's going to be great moving forward.
Well, and where better to do that than financial literacy, right?
Exactly.
So especially reaching out to your community and doing that there and being front and center with those folks, especially in this area. So good stuff. Any expectations for the rest of the conference? Because I know we've got two more days to go with it. So anything else on the agenda that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, so I'm actually, this is one of the first conferences that I've come to, and I walked into a room and I didn't know the majority of people, which is exciting
to me.
And so I'm super excited to network with people from other states and see what they're doing with their programs, especially those credit unions that have a person completely dedicated to financial health.
Yeah.
Because I'm just a VP of marketing, but, you know, a lot of us wear many hats, but I want to meet with those people and see what they're doing. So I'm really excited to expand my network.
Well, I mean, it's, again, going back to what people say in the industry, the superpower is the collaboration aspect of it. So, yeah, I totally get it. You're in the right place, obviously.
Exactly.
And you know that better than anybody. So, yeah. So, all right. I want to come to the fun-ish type of part of the interview. Because last year when we spoke at Reach, what was that award that you won last year at Reach?
Tomorrow's Star Award.
Tomorrow's Star. You're wearing a West Star.
I am. My West Star pin and my credit union umbrella man pin.
Right on. Oh my gosh, I didn't even notice that. That's cool.
Yep.
Right on. So you won that last year, and then you talked about you wanted to get a puppy or something like that. And now your coworkers are giving you a hard time about puppies. And
yes. I was hoping that the award would include a puppy. Unfortunately, no puppy yet.
Yeah, well,
but I think
keep trying.
Yeah, looking back, it was probably the responsible decision not to get a puppy because I travel so much and do so much for work. So
okay, the second part of that question is I have to ask you the name of your cat. Is that the correct thing we gotta talk about here now?
Yeah, Seth from Qcash was just giving me a lot of grief about that. I have two cats.
Okay.
And like a typical cat lady, I named them Ground Beef and Pork Chop. Yes. I think it's fitting.
Oh my gosh.
It suits them.
Ground beef and pork chop.
Yes.
Okay.
So I think we're just going to stick with them for right now. You know, they do very well together with their automated feeder and water, so I can travel and not have to worry about them.
Yeah, cats are good like that.
Yeah.
They're very independent animals. Ground beef and pork chop. Alrighty, on that note, Megan, anything else to add?
I'm not getting any more cats. I'm not a crazy cat lady, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to throw a puppy in that mix right there.
I do not.
Yeah. Alrighty then. Alright, Megan, well, thank you. Thanks for putting up with me and having a little bit of fun too. But, yeah, always a pleasure chatting with you. And keep up the good work there.
Thank you.
And, we'll look forward to the next chat again. And maybe we'll talk again when you have that, when you got your plan in place. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
See what you guys are going to do. Okay. All right, thank she is, Megan Piper, West Star Credit Union, doing some good stuff in Las Vegas. Well done.
Thank you.
You are good.
Studio Lounge Interviews at CFN Health, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solution. Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.